Infant mortality increased by 12.9% from 2021 to 2022 in Texas after Texas's near-total ban on abortion was enacted.
This is according to a new study published in JAMA Pediatrics. Dr. Richard Ivey, a practicing OBGYN in Houston, said, "This study basically confirms what we've suspected for a long time. We knew that infant mortality would go up, particularly with congenital anomalies, after the passage of the ban." Jessica Oakley reporting.
South Korean government officials and other organizations filed a series of charges against top Israeli government officials, including Israel's president and Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, for genocide and other alleged crimes against humanity.
The South Korean lawsuit cites seven high-ranking Israeli officials, such as President Isaac Herzog and Netanyahu, Israeli Defense Forces Chief of Staff Herzi Halevi, Defense Minister Yoav Gallant, Foreign Minister Israel Katz, Finance Minister Bezalel Smotrich, and National Security Minister Itamar Ben-Gvir. Benjamin Wright reporting.
The Federal Bureau of Investigation released its report outlining active shooter incidents and statistics in the United States for 2023.
The FBI reported 48 active shooter incidents in 26 of 50 states in 2023, with 244 casualties, 105 of which were fatalities. Although active shooter incidents in the U.S. declined by 4% from 2022 to 2023, the FBI says there were 229 active incidents from 2019 to 2023, an 89% increase from the previous five-year period. Lawrence Keller reporting.
WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange is expected to plead guilty to avoid further prison time as part of a deal with the U.S.
The deal is expected to effectively bring to an end the years-long legal battle by the U.S. to prosecute Assange over the publishing of classified military and diplomatic materials leaked by former American soldier Chelsea Manning in 2010, including some that showed possible war crimes committed by American forces in Iraq. Jim Kender reporting.
This is the latest news headlines.
Civil liberties groups filed a lawsuit to block Louisiana's new law that requires the Ten Commandments to be displayed in every public school classroom, a measure they contend is unconstitutional.
Plaintiffs in the suit include parents of Louisiana public school children with various religious backgrounds, represented by attorneys with the American Civil Liberties Union Foundation, Americans United for Separation of Church and State, the Freedom from Religion Foundation, and the New York City law firm Simpson, Thatcher & Bartlett. Kevin Sanders reporting.
A 14-year-old boy is recovering after a shark bit him on the leg at a North Carolina beach, authorities said.
Beachgoers sprang into action, getting the boy out of the water and applying towels and pressure to slow the bleeding. Officers and emergency medical technicians were already at the beach responding to another call, so the response time was about 2 minutes, North Topsail Beach Police Chief William Younginer said. Kyle Norris reporting.
A 26-year-old Pennsylvania woman drowned after being swept over a waterfall on the east side of Glacier National Park, park officials said.
The woman fell into the water above St. Mary Falls. She was washed over the 35-foot-tall waterfall and trapped underwater for several minutes, the park said in a statement. Bystanders pulled the woman from the water and administered CPR until emergency responders arrived. She was declared dead at 7 p.m., park officials said. Paul Gomez reporting.
Middle age and older adults with long-term loneliness are at higher risk of stroke than those who do not report being lonely, according to a new study published in the journal eClinical Medicine.
Researchers found the risk of stroke among lonely adults was higher regardless of coexisting depressive symptoms or feelings of social isolation. Participants who only had baseline measurements of loneliness saw an occurrence of 1,237 strokes during the follow-up period from 2006 to 2018. Liam White reporting.
And that's the latest news headlines with Alan Edwards.